This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. I got news for you, whether you're voting for Trump or Biden. You know, America's days are over. The American empire experiment is over. And we know this because of the massive fiat currency money blowout that has been taking place since, well, about 1971, come to think of it, when they took us off the gold standard, or Nixon did. And since then, we've had insane levels of money printing and spending under every president, Reagan and Clinton, you know, Bush, Obama. And now, of course, under Trump, it's gone totally insane because of the COVID bailouts. And, you know, even though I'm voting for Trump, and I'll tell you why here in a minute, it is true that Trump has been, well, he equates a high stock market with a good economy. And that's not at all what it is. And the reason people are broke, the reason people are struggling to afford food is because of the Federal Reserve, because of the money printing. Fiat currency printing is systemic theft from the middle class. That's what it is. And the middle class will never recover from this. It will be gone very, very soon. You notice who's getting rich under the bailouts. Well, it's the Jeff Bezos type people, right? It's the Googles of the world and the banksters, of course, in New York. But the middle class is getting crushed, bankrupt, losing their homes, unable to pay rent or pay a mortgage, unable to afford food in many cases. And that's not going to change. Doesn't matter how high you raise the minimum wage, the economy is being crushed under a wave of not just COVID, but a wave of fake money, a wave of counterfeit currency. That's the real issue. That's what's really destroying our system, is all the money printing. And it disturbs me when I see President Trump say things like, oh, I want to give out more money to more people. You know, let's send out $1,200 checks to everyone. Because he's now arguing like a Democrat. Democrats have always been about handouts. Well, now Trump is competing in the handout category. And basically, we have an election that comes down to, you know, who can hand out the most free stuff. And the problem is not that people don't have enough handouts. The problem is the lockdowns. Why can't Trump order an end to the quarantine lockdowns? You know, because they are insane. I don't know that he can do that. Maybe he'd be challenged by the governors or the courts and so on, but at least he could make an attempt. It's the lockdowns and the fiat currency that's killing people. So it doesn't matter how much money you print. If people aren't working, your economy is crushed. And if your economy is crushed, your nation goes down and America collapses into, you know, the chapters of history. And that's where it's going. It doesn't even matter. If Trump wins, America still collapses, probably towards the end of his second term. If Biden wins, America collapses as well, probably towards the end of his first term. Right around 2025, the system doesn't work anymore. It might be sooner than that. And I'm not trying to say that this election doesn't matter, because it does matter. It's very important who's in charge as the nation goes down. Very important. Because if Biden is in charge, then it's going to be tyranny towards conservatives and Christians and gun owners. If Trump is in charge, it's just going to be a party blowout, like free money for everybody until the music stops. But Trump will not go arrest conservatives as Joe Biden will do. In fact, if Joe Biden is president, the left, they will probably attempt in some cities to go door to door mass murdering Trump supporters and conservatives. And they will criminalize conservative speech online. And it will be the end of any effort to hold big tech accountable for their censorship. So Joe Biden is the absolute worst candidate for lots of reasons, even though we know the country is over, even though it's going down. Oh, and by the way, America isn't the only country that's going down. China is going down. Much of Western Europe is going down. That's right. A lot of South America is going down as well. And looking at what's happening with Australia right now, I think Australia is about to surrender itself to communist China and just let the Chinese come in and take over. I mean, that's what the Australian leaders are doing, not the Australian people. Maybe the people will resist that. But then again, they gave up all their gun rights a few years ago because they said, oh, the government will keep us safe. Now your government has turned against you. Your government is a bunch of traitors. But all over the world, we're going to see nations fail. We're going to see human society crushed all over the world. We're going to see mass starvation and homelessness, chaos, civil war, geopolitical upheaval. It's not going to be pretty for the next, 10, 20 years all over the world, no matter who's elected. They can't keep up the central bank illusion forever. You can't just keep running your economy on debt and money printing. It doesn't work, it turns out. Doesn't work. So I'm voting for Trump because I'd rather have Trump in charge as the nation falls rather than having Joe Biden in charge. That's all. Now there's a slight chance, some very slim opportunity that Trump might be able to save America and crush the deep state swamp and put America back on track. That possibility exists. Trump has pulled off some amazing miracles before. But there's only so much that one man can do. I mean, we're talking about generations of debt. We're talking about generations of cultural programming toward collapse. We're talking about long-term factors that really no man can undo in, 8 years. So I'm not sure that Trump can himself turn all this around, but I'm willing to let him try. I'm willing to keep an open mind to that possibility. Certainly would be better than the authoritarian tyranny under Joe Biden and the radical insane leftists. We absolutely don't want that. So vote for Trump, even though we know America's probably over. Either way, we'd rather have Trump in charge as things go down. Thanks for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also brighteon.com. You can find my podcasts and videos there at my channel, HR Report. Thank you for listening.